On Saturday, our mate Jo Hamilton Vale started her paddle for Stand Up to Cancer. She's raised $6,000 for six families, $1,000 each, to enjoy a memory together. Those families all have someone in the family suffering cancer at the moment. And Jo joins us right now. Morning, Jo.
Morning, Dave.
Now, we just heard, Jo, the audio from the start of the day, and then when I was there at about 7 o'clock, and then Lou was talking about when she went down at 9 o'clock, that you then was really suffering from sickness, and then, unfortunately, you had to call time on the 24 hours. It says in the paper at 1:30 a.m. So can you talk us through what happened, Jo?
Yeah, so everything was going great, and I felt great up till about, 9 hours. Still yep. feeling good.
Yeah, and yeah, you looked good when I was down there at about 6:30.
Yeah, felt great, and then sickness just hit me, and I couldn't get over the feeling of nausea, and then I was just constantly sick. And I continued on the board paddling for probably an hour and a half, just throwing up all over my feet. And thought, no, hopefully I can get through it. But then I get cold, and I get ice cold, and I was shaking. And
oh,
I didn't have the strength
to
stand on my board.
Yeah.
So we pulled me in, and I have two awesome friends that were there from the UK who can both paddle, Ali and Sarah, and we decided we'd try to turn it into a relay to keep people on the boat, on the water for the 24 hours.
Yeah.
So they jumped on the board for me and did some stints, and I just lay, and to be honest with you, felt like I wanted to die, actually. I think I have a great amount of thanks for Lou, who actually held my hair while I was throwing up.
No, not the scenario that usually happens on a Saturday night.
Not these days. I haven't held anyone's hair back for a very long time.
Yeah, I think it's been since university, someone last had to hold my hair out by sickness.
Yeah, it was just like I said to you when I saw you yesterday, Jo, I just felt, I had two feelings for you at the same time. I was really worried for you because I thought there's something seriously wrong because she stopped. I knew that it would take something massive to make you stop paddling. And the other concern was I just knew that you would be shattered that you had to stop. Which of those feelings was the worst?
Being gutted that I had to stop.
Yeah.
All through the night, I mean, I made myself go back on the water and try and put another, and try and get it finished.
Yeah,
and as soon as I went back on, I was still throwing up.
You did a spectacular job considering that. I mean, you really did. We're out of time, unfortunately.
Yep.
Can you quickly tell us, though, what's on the horizon? Because I know that you're not going to give up on something like this. So what's happening soon?
So I've got a race in a couple of weeks' time that is going to be 24 hours. To be honest, for my own sanity, I'm not going to put out massive promotion or anything. I'm just going to go get it done. Once it's done, I'll just post up my GPS track and say, there you go, you got your 24 hours non-stop.
Awesome.
My challenge.
And perfect.
And you did a fantastic job raising the money as well, and everybody that donated will be so proud of you too.
Yeah, and introducing a whole heap of people on the border to stand-up paddleboarding, so I can't wait to see where it goes from there. I'm converted. Watch this space. There'll be more stand-up paddleboarding.
Yeah, but I don't think Matt's converted yet.
No, I've retired.
That one.
Thanks, Jo. We better get some news and sport. Joanne Hamilton Vale, always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.